As the number of Muslim immigrants in New England grows, they appear to have little political power so far. We look at that this week as the New England News Collaborative series Changing Faces returns. A Cambridge-based nonprofit's encouraging American Muslims across the country to get more involved in politics by running for office. The group offers training to potential candidates, regardless of party affiliation, with the goal of increasing civic engagement within Muslim communities. WBUR's Shannon Dooling met with some of the would-be office holders getting training from the group Jetpack.
I think that's a big issue. A lot of the parents have been in an uproar lately that they're not getting informed enough.
With her three-month-old baby on her lap and her two-year-old son strumming a guitar in the background, Nicole Mosalem ticks through her hypothetical platform as a candidate for Malden School Committee.
And I hear they might have to cut another $2 million from the school budget this year.
Sitting around a cluttered table in Jetpack's shared office space, Mosalem learns the ins and outs of running for public office. The 34-year-old lives in Malden and is a director at her local mosque. She's been working with the political training group for over a month and admits she's got a way to go before she launches her run in June.
Oh, there's so much to learn. But it's definitely exciting. So the Islamic community is excited because if elected, I would be first Muslim elected in the city of Malden. And they really want to see that for the community. Some of the parent groups that I'm involved in, they want a voice on the school committee as well.
Part of Jetpack's mission is to help potential Muslim candidates identify opportunities for civic engagement and then to empower them. Another candidate in training is 41-year-old Sarah Khatib of Walpole.
You know, we are a target of a lot of unfortunate rhetoric and even physical assaults. And I think, yeah, it can be a catalyst, you know.
With a master's degree in structural engineering, Khatib has her sights set on the Walpole Planning Board. But why is this mother of four and political newbie gearing up for a campaign now? Well, she says it's time for Muslim community members to engage.
As the community sees more and more people who are able, you know, step up and try to run, that it will give them confidence. And Jetpack, it's just a wonderful resource so that, like, somebody myself who maybe has that inclination to run, this gives you, like, the extra boost that you need to see it through.
Providing this extra boost to people thinking about a bid for office is part of what Jetpack's co-founder and Cambridge City Councilor Nadeem Mazin had in mind.
In my opinion, organizing in the community is the best way to get started thinking about running for office. And running for office is one of the best ways to impact the local or state level community on issues of great important value to our everyday lives.
As Massachusetts' first Muslim city councilor, Mazin wants to encourage other American Muslims to enter politics. But putting your name on a ballot means opening your life up to the public, and that's a tall task for anyone. For Muslims, Mazin says, it's just not something that communities have been focused on in the past.
Muslims, to a great extent, have been on the defensive for the last couple of decades. When you are spending so much of your life on the defensive, it makes it difficult to do the work that is community-oriented.
In New England, there are only a handful of Muslim elected officials, but Mazin sees plenty of potential. Jetpack had only three Massachusetts participants earlier this month. After the launch, more than 100 people nationwide responded. Mazin says political organizing in communities has the potential to translate into voters at the polls. But he adds tipping political scales is not the sole motivation.
Let's go beyond that to the fact that it's incumbent upon Muslims to achieve justice in the community, to protect people's housing, to visit the sick. It's incumbent upon Muslims to be part of that discussion. All of that comes out of community solidarity, community organizing.
I am activist. A lot of politicians come to me to mobilize this community. And this year I said, well, the community wants to see somebody that look like us.
Diko Jibril has been living a page out of the community organizer playbook for decades now. Jibril is Somali and came to the U.S. as a refugee when she was 12 years old. She and her family have called Roxbury home ever since, and soon she hopes to represent the district as the first Muslim elected to the Boston City Council.
We are underrepresented, and I encourage always to civically get engaged the community, and now I encourage them more to get engaged because this is the time that we cannot shy away.
Jibril is running for the seat currently held by Tito Jackson, who earlier this year began a campaign for mayor. When asked about her chances of winning, she pauses and says,
I don't know. We'll see. It's uphill battle, but regardless what happens, this campaign will inspire others to get more engaged.
Even if that engagement happens one candidate at a time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.